Blog Talk Radio.
Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. I think we're live on the air right now. This is Pastor Vince. Hey, I wasn't going to be on the air with you today, but I thought that I would call in and share a moment with our listeners today. And I just wanted, you know, to declare it was, I had to get up early this morning and head on down to the Russellville area, which is about a 2-hour drive. And it was so absolutely gorgeous. You know, it was so beautiful out. The mountains of northwest Arkansas, the Ozark Mountains. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. And the sky was very blue. The sun was coming out, but there was a kind of a fog in the air. And so the sun was coming through the fog, and it was a very picturesque, beautiful moment. And I had these old praise songs on, just praise and worship songs, remembering, you know, sometimes, you know, we love to look back every once in a while, not in the sense of going back, but sometimes the old wine is better than the new wine, at least we think, until we get the new wine down pat. But anyways, I just thought what this earth is going to look like when there's nothing dark in it anymore. What the world is going to be like when there's nothing but joy and peace and love on this earth. When all that offends God is eradicated within ourselves, within the world around us, but a time that there won't be any more gloom and there won't be any more doom, but righteousness will cover the earth and God's glory and His presence. You can kind of sense the presence of God when you're driving, no traffic on these beautiful roads, heading down to Interstate 40 from way up north. And just, it was so absolutely gorgeous. And I was sharing this with Patricia, and she said, well, you should share that with the people. You should share that with them. And I thought, okay, I could do that. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm simply sharing the most beautiful moment. And for all the crying out that we do, all the warnings that we give and the work that we've been called to do in this hour, you know, our hearts genuinely, you know, break because we're not hypocritical. We're not like proclaiming this massive time of judgment, you know, and then just going out and pretending like, well, that's just something I do. And, you know, we love life. We love the beautiful planet, God's beautiful earth. We love joy and happiness and peace, but unfortunately, we do live in a world that is in chaos and confusion. But this morning, just kind of being out here on the road, it just felt so good. It looked so beautiful. And, you know, your heart is refreshed by that intimacy and that presence. And it's hard to describe when we talk about the presence of God, what that really means. And I can imagine in the beginning of time when God had created everything and He walked with Adam in the cool of the day And I know what that means, that God's presence was with Adam. And there's something about being in God's presence where everything around you takes on a whole nother color. And one day this world is going to be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. One day this earth is going to be filled, and I do mean filled, with the presence of God. And how beautiful will that be? How absolutely beautiful will that be? Today, people are suffering from so many different things. People suffer so terribly. You know, today, it's the Bahamas. We're watching islands being wiped out off the face of the earth. Today, it's just active shooters and murder and death and pedophilia and homosexuality and abortion and you name it. And it's just going on. It's just going on. And I can imagine driving in the solitude of the moment, what it's going to be like without all that one day, where God's glory will fill the earth, that we won't even need the sun anymore. And yet that sun is so beautiful when it's shining in that blue sky. It is such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful testimony of God's grace and God's glory. It really is. God made a beautiful planet, didn't he, folks? He made a gorgeous earth, an earth that literally breathes with life, gives food, water, gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. And what we have done as a fallen humanity upon this earth has truly been wretched. But I'm so glad today that God has a promise that there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. I mean, think about that. And the beautiful thing is right now, here in Northwest Arkansas, at least in this part of the country, and I'm sure in many other parts of the world, we still have the opportunity for light. We have the opportunity for life. And one day we're all going to expire if the Lord delays his coming. Our friend today, Bob, I'm about 10 minutes away from his home right now to pick up his beloved wife and daughter and take them to the funeral, about 15 minutes further away. And Bob has left the planet. And he's not here. He lived a full life. He had a tough life. I can understand. I've known Bob and Joyce for many years. And he was one tough guy, man. Let me tell you, he was one tough cookie. And yet, for as tough as he was as tender as it gets. He was so tender that if you would just mention prayer or the name of Jesus, I mean, the man would weep, 6'4", 6'5", to just break down weeping and crying out to God. There was no false humility in him, and there was very little pride. I mean, he loved to joke around, but that man could, he'd tell anybody about Jesus. And so, you know, before I move on with my today, I just wanted to share a little bit of my world with you. I don't normally do that. I don't normally just kind of lay it out there. But, you know, Patricia and I agreed that this would be just a good time to let people know, be refreshed in your spirit. One day this earth is coming under the absolute sovereign control of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. One day this earth isn't going to be having any anxiety or fear or any such thing. A new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Man, it just thrills my heart. Absolutely thrills my heart. And just think about yourself, as I think about myself, that the time is coming that there will really be, and this is what we're working out right now, but there will be no darkness in us. There will be nothing but good. nothing but God's glory. And I'm looking forward to that day where we have no anxieties, no fears, no flesh. Can you imagine a world without the human nature? Can you imagine yourself without the human nature interfering with the beautiful presence and glory of God's Spirit? Can you imagine being on the constant in the Spirit? A carnal mind that doesn't exist anymore? A human nature that's been completely subdued and crucified with Christ on the cross? Can you imagine that? I mean, we're working it out right now, but it's going to be a reality because we are born again and we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. And every little once in a while, we get to taste it. We get to see the world in its beautiful form. Beautiful this morning. Absolutely gorgeous. And I marvel that in about 40 days, people are going to be coming into Northwest Arkansas to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, the 2019 wedding feast. I mean, I marvel. And I know it's going to be beautiful. And I know that God's going to bless it because it's His appointed feast. It's His invitation to anybody that would come up and celebrate. And all over the world, these celebrations will exist. But I just know that God's going to color our world again, that He's going to bring something, regardless how we get there, regardless how much satanic warfare, interference, resistance the devil brings. I know God's people are going to rise up and push through, and we're going to step into an environment that is going to be so rich, and so beautiful, and so excellent. And we're going to rejoice and rest and be in the presence of God. And every cell in my body sings to that reality. And I've got Joyce is looking at me right now, so I've got to go. And I'll talk to you in a little bit. God bless y'all. Shalom.